Can we
so
dance?
Here we are. Yes, you can dance. Always dance. I am a dancer. Welcome to Energizing EAM at, well, live from Inforum 2019. I am here with Mary Divine. Is that how you say
it? Yes, that is how you say it. How are you?
She's divine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yo, you're welcome. This is, from what I understand, this is Make It Happen Mary. So Mary knows how to make things happen. So Mary, let's just dive right in. I want to hear a little bit about you. Where'd you come from? How'd you land here?
So I am originally from South Carolina, but I've been living in San Francisco for about 3 years. So we have an office in Berkeley, California. We were founded in San Francisco. And so I luckily was able to kind of follow my dreams and move out to California. But yeah, I'm from the South, so I still have that going on.
Oh my gosh, because I was a Southerner that moved to Southern California. You are a Southerner who moved
to
Northern
California.
Oh,
you
I get it, baby. It is culture shock.
It is.
But it's also because there's so many different people there and so many people coming into the state that it's really not that that difficult to adjust, I don't think.
Exactly. And you know, I love to find out different walks of life and kind of get to see a different perspective.
A different world.
Yes, a different world.
It's not all like the South.
Yeah.
Dorothy,
it's true.
We're not in the South anymore.
It's
I know.
True.
Exactly. Okay, so you're in San Francisco, you're with Advoco. What brought you there to that company?
So I actually am a very unique millennial, as they say. But I've been with the company almost 8 years. It was my first job out of college, which is kind of bizarre, but I worked an event with a marketing company, and Marty called me a week later and was like, we're going to create a position for you. And we have grown tremendously in those 8 years. So we started, when I started, there was about 15 employees, and now we're like 75, pushing, getting close to 100. So it's been a lot of fun. I've been really, really blessed to be part of the growth and some of the successes that we've had.
So. Okay, so you're fresh out of college, and this man named Marty, who has a dream, just happens to see you. You were basically discovered. You realize that.
Yeah.
You were discovered.
I don't know if I would say it that way, but
you
no,
were
I
discovered. Yes, you were. You were on stage and you didn't know it.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you get discovered by talent scout Marty.
Yes.
And
isn't that how it happens?
But it is. It's like he is a talent scout. Sorry, but that's what he's doing.
It happens when you least expect it.
It
and
does.
You always make good connections, never burn bridges. That's what my mom always told me. So
I think that's my mom lives was
true.
The never burn bridge girl.
Yes.
I know what that's like. I'm a lot older than you. I could be your mom, but my mom was the never burn bridges girl. I totally get that. So here you are. How many years? 12, you said?
Eight.
Sorry about that. You went from what to what? Tell us what you started as and where you are now.
Yeah, so basically what I do for Advoco is I'm head of the marketing team. I get to lead a great group of people. But I started out kind of, Marty was like, I need some help with business development. And so I started out kind of with just the CRM and kind of doing some email campaigns and such. But it's grown into now we do our annual conference. And but I think that what's important to me is, you know, our vision as a company is to earn the title of trusted advisor. So it comes from this kind of humble place of trying to continually kind of be that trusted advisor for our clients. So
how do you establish that? I'm so curious. So
I think it takes time and I think it takes relationships. I think one of the things that we started right from the gate was drip, drip, drip. You know, we're constantly, we want to be on their mind. We want to provide them education for free. That's really important to us. And I think just kind of making them the hero, you know, that's what we really try to do is it's not about us, it's about our customers and what do they want and how can we help them get there.
You know, you hear a lot of companies say that. I mean, let's face it, that's a big slogan for spoken in all kinds of different ways, using all kinds of different fancy words. But it sounds like you guys are actually doing it. My other half,
yeah.
who also interviews, he always talks about using the word execution, that execution meaning the actual doing, mm-hmm. the actual action that is taken is often where the ball is dropped.
Yes.
So how would you say Advoco is different in its execution?
You know, I think that to your point, a lot of people say that they do it, but I think that it's really our company is, as a consulting firm, it's all about the people anyway. But I think what really drives our company and our execution and our success is just the people that make up the company. I mean, we have we put a lot of work into who we hire, and I think that our consultants and the people that are working with the clients really is what sets us apart.
Marty was telling me the number of interviews.
Yes.
That someone goes through and the final presentation.
Yes, it's a
Holy
lot.
Cow.
Yeah, and luckily I didn't have to go through that process.
No,
that
you
wasn't
were,
established
remember,
then.
You were discovered.
But yes, it is. I mean, we kind of have a phrase like humble, hungry, and smart, and that's something that we really try to stick with whenever we're kind of in the hiring process. So yeah, I think that that's really what sets us apart is just the people that make up the company.
Humble, hungry, and smart. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. So you are the marketing director for Edvoco. You know, I have fallen in love with marketing because I think that's where it starts. I think that's where it finishes. I realize that, you know, marketing is sometimes considered the macro, sales is the micro, maybe more of the point-to-point customer to provider relationship.
Right.
But, well, I shouldn't say but. How do you direct that?
So I think that you got to really figure out what it is you're going for and fight for that, you know, to the nth degree. I love Gary Vaynerchuk has a clouds versus dirt. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I know everything about Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yes. So he,
I have trouble pronouncing
great.
His name, but I know all about him.
Gary V.
That's thank easy. You very
That's
much.
Yes. But he has this clouds versus dirt theory around kind of like you have these things in the cloud. You kind of have what your vision is and what your goals are and how you're going to get there. And then you have the dirt, which is like your execution. And everything else in the middle doesn't matter. So I think that, you know, one of the things that we try to do regularly is we have, you know, meetings every quarter with our team, and we really, really dive into, you know, what's working, what's broken, what's missing, and what's confusing. And then we kind of lay it all out, brain dump, and then we pick the things that we're really going to focus on that's going to help us move the needle for the organization. So I think that's...
Right.
In a nutshell, kind of where I try to focus.
You pull the weeds and then you get down in the dirt.
Yes,
Because that's what matters.
Yes.
And how does that, I'm curious to know, okay, so we've got this product here called EAM.
Yes.
Energizing EAM, right? So that's the product?
Yes.
That Edvoco
provide services.
Provides.
Yep,
okay.
Provide services for. So we do everything from, you know, we do our annual conference, as I mentioned. We do email campaigns. We do CRM. We do videos. We have a few websites. Marty has a Marty's Minute kind of podcast and blog. But we do a lot of fun things that I think really, you know, we were talking last night too about things that just in EAM, I feel like we kind of approach it in a different way. It's funny because as far as EAM is concerned, I do not know a lot about the product, and I still 8 years in don't really have to, which is kind of amazing. But what I try to do is just find out again what that customer wants and how we can help them get there. And we find that they're really aching for content and learning material. So we last year, you know, based on our conversations with them and you know, some of our key clients, we built an online training platform based on the things that they kind of, you know, so we're constantly trying to find out, okay, so there's high turnover and I'm trying to train all these people on EAM, how can I do that? We're like, okay, we can help you do that. So we built this online training platform. So I think that that's one thing that's really good is we're constantly kind of finding out and shifting and changing, and we're cool with change. You know, change is a great
thing. See, that's the thing. It's being cool with the change, and if you can be cool with sometimes changing quickly,
right,
and saying, we just got to fix this, we just have to change this in order to fix it. I think a lot of people are afraid of that, though, sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can get some not so positive feedback sometimes on that. Because
right.
People are on the other side of the coin, they're resistant to the
Well,
change.
we have a saying that there's no worse feeling than uncertainty.
Yeah.
You know, and that, and it's true. I mean,
it's
I feel that personally all the time. You know,
it's that on the edge of the cliff, out of the comfort zone.
What does this mean?
What
How does this impact my
How
future?
Can I control the outcome?
Yes, absolutely. So. So yeah, I think that's, you know, one thing that we try to just, we're aware of that with, you know, our clients, that they're, you know, we don't want anybody to feel uncertain, and how can we kind of help them bridge those gaps, and, you know, the software is always changing and things at their organization are always changing, and, you know, how can we kind of help them through that?
You mentioned the word fun a minute ago, and I want to talk about that because I have heard that Edvoco has a pretty fun culture.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So we, again, I feel like it kind of started from Marty, Steve, and Paul, the three owners of Advoco. They're all super unique, but they're a three trio, I guess you could say. But they really have such great personalities, and they each bring something so unique to the table. And I feel like they really built an organization of people that, you know, it sounds kind of silly to say, but work hard, play hard. And I think that, you know, they focused a lot on the people that they were bringing to the table. And I think that we have an annual winemaking event. So we actually just did that this past weekend. So we have...
I tasted the wine.
You tasted the wine last night. How was it? Tell us.
Advoco Pinot. It was awesome. No, yeah. It really was. It was a good wine. Yeah. And I didn't know. See, that's the thing. That's why, you know, it's an honest answer.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just thought it was the Pinot.
You were like, this is just a really great
glass of
wine.
And I'm drinking
it,
just going, this is good. I'm enjoying this. Then I found out later, as I was drinking it after a few sips, when I met you, that, oh,
yes,
it's your wine.
I know. It's something that's just so much fun. I mean, you know, for obvious reasons, but we bring our customers out. We bring our partners at Infor out. And we basically, you know, take it from step one to step 20. And it's a lot of fun. And we, you know, pick the grapes. So basically what we do is one day a year.
Okay, Mary, is it foot wine? Are you stomping the grapes with your feet?
I know. I promise they were clean. So we pick the grapes. And then what we do is we kind of de-stem and crush it. And then we bottle the last year. But I think that's one of the big things that we do that's different as far as culture goes. But we do stuff all throughout the year. So we'll do like a tailgate event, or we'll do like a tubing event, or whatever. We really, really try to get everybody together and make sure that people are connecting and communicating and having a good time. And we do an annual company Christmas party, which we've done in the Dominican, we've done it in Nashville, we've done it in San Francisco.
Oh, so it's a big time Christmas party. This isn't just renting the KC Hall.
Yes, and it's the partners, really, the three owners of Advoco. They want to put the money back into the people once again, because we want to maintain and keep that good talent and keep people happy and having fun. So I think that really is
That's also why you're such a good fit with Infor EAM as you're speaking, because I'm new to the game, and I have met the woman I want to be when I grow up is Heather Prue. That's who I
know.
Want to
She's
be.
Wonderful.
I want to be Heather when I grow up. And but there's that sense of fun, but capability,
absolutely,
effectiveness,
yep,
right, and commitment,
right,
it's all there with the fun,
right. And that's, you know, that's the other thing I would say about our culture is really what it boils down to. And when I think about why I'm so grateful to work for Advoco is, you know, it's a company that does the right thing. You know, we're not always going to be doing exactly what we're asked to do. We're going to challenge you, but we're always going to make sure we're trying to do the right thing. And that's, we do that with customers, we do that with employees, we do that with, you know, our partners. We always are trying to do the right thing. We're not trying to cut corners, and, you know, if that makes sense. So trying to kind of be honest and driven and innovative in that way.
Okay, I have a question for you. I'm going to kind of turn a corner here.
Yeah.
Because, well, you're female, I'm female.
Yes.
And this is all about, like, I'm doing this interview because there is a focus on women in technology,
yes,
women in industry.
Yes.
Here you are now. Okay, you were discovered at the ripe old age of, what, 22?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, come on. Like, you're like, awesome. Okay, like, you had to have been awesome sauce. You had to have been showing what you could do. They bring you in. You're a woman. You're here now. What do you see for women in technology and industry?
I think, you know, I think it's different for me because I don't really know much outside of it. So I'm kind of... But I will say, you know, I think it's great to see women, you know, becoming leaders. And I love seeing Heather in her role. I mean, she's incredible and super smart and just a lot of fun. So I think it's great to see that there's more and more kind of women becoming leaders in technology.
I love that, because I like seeing that we're kind of moving past this kind of statement that has to be made and looking at, what do we bring to the table? What value do we add? And leadership, where are we going to fall in leadership?
Right, absolutely.
Well, I'm seeing a finger going computer screen that's getting ready to turn on our lead out music.
Oh, our lead out. I get to dance again.
You do. Let's go. So, Mary. Oh, wait. No, we don't have it yet. See, we're so happy. There we go. It's a little more like driving. Okay. Well, Mary Devine, it was awesome. Thank you for being
at Energizing EAM. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a lot of fun.
Live from InForum 2019. Stay tuned for many more exciting interviews.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
I know what you're thinking out there. You're saying, hey, that doesn't sound like Susie. Nope, it's Scott McKenzie trying to wrap up this incredible interview with Mary Devine with Advoco. That is a great company with great people, as you can tell by Mary. Reach out to Mary on LinkedIn. She wants to connect with you, and she's got some mad skills as well. Once again, this is from Inform 2019. Go to industrialtalk.com/InforEAM. Find out more. Not just from Mary, but all the other rock stars that are in the EAM space. That's once again, industrialtalk.com/InforEAM. And get yourself that EAM toolkit, the 7 must-have EAM reports. It's free, no friction, no big deal, as well as free access to the Industrial Academy for 1 month. And of course, a discount there. And you know what? We've got a webinar as well for you. Building an effective industrial sales and marketing platform. All there at industrialtalk.com/InforEAM. We've got more interviews coming your way, like Mary. Women in industry, women in technology. Find out more. If you're interested, reach out to Mary. She's passionate for your success. Stay tuned for more interviews coming from Inform 2019. Thank you for joining. We'll be right back with some more interviews.